Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yarn up strong, and also you can text your brother as well, and that deadly number is 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
She walks the desert sand, no shoes upon her feet. Her dark skin glows in the burning desert heat. She's wild and she's free, and everybody knows the legend of the lovely desert rose. Many years ago, at the age of 23, a handsome young man worked for a mining company on a survey line where the stunted wattle rose. And was there he met the lovely desert rose. Desert rose, can you hear me call your name? Desert rose, day or night, it's still the same. Oh, I'll be back when the willy willy blows, sipping from my lovely desert rose. The setting sun sank low, and he lit the tilly lamp. Like a proud desert queen, she walked into his camp. Not a sound passed her lips, but before the morning came, his dreams, yeah, would never be the same. They shared the whole 3 weeks in the desert long ago. Then her sad eyes had told him it was time for her to go. Then she left his camp, but she never said goodbye. Just faded in the golden Tanami. Desert rose, can you hear me call your name? Desert rose, day or night, it's still the same. Oh, I'll be back when the willy willy blows, searching for my lovely desert rose. Now the time moves on, but the memories never die. And he sometimes wander back to the golden Tanami. And he sees her so clearly, though dreaming, I suppose. Just a vision of the lovely desert rose. Yeah, she walks the desert sand, no shoes upon her feet. Her dark skin glows in the burning desert heat. She's wild and she's free, and everybody knows the legend of the lovely Desert Rose. Desert Rose, can you hear me call your name? Desert Rose, day or night it's still the same. I'll be back when the willy willy blows, searching for my lovely Desert Rose. Yes, searching for my lovely Desert Rose. Oh, searching for my lovely Desert Rose.
Get on your mob, it's me, Bush Takabanji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Roll my toy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Sese roy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Sese roy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Sese roy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Sese roy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa.
Salasia come, killing and pillaging, they don't give a damn. Burning the villagers in a demonic craze. Broadswords, knives, and their muskets ablaze. War, oh, Salasia come, listen to my drum.
Roll my toy pa, toy man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, toy man toy pa, roll my toy pa.
Salasia come, Salasia come, Pia Drameriam from Lassendam. Run to the south, Yabi Alam. An old man and his wife were hacked with a knife. Oh, Salasia come, listen to my drum. Salasia come, Salasia come, Cometa Milram from Sebek to Kiam. Might get their bones lay exposed to bleach. In the sun, there's blood on the beach. War, oh, Salasia come, listen to my drum. Remember your past. You will make those same mistakes again.
future's bright at last. But if you forget your past, you will make those same mistakes again. You lay buried on the shores of Werbadu. I hear your spirit cry like the call of the moon. You call to me, come listen to my drum. You call to me, come listen to my drum. My drum.
Yeah, listen to my drum. That's King Kadu here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummerbip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob too, deadly. Now we've got the NRL Grand Final happening this weekend, Broncos versus Storms, and that's all happening down in Sydney. But look, National Digits Time gives us a story here about the Cherbourg Hornets, who took out the recent 2025 Murray Carnival men's division after defeating Darkies Connection 32-32. So Cherbourg returns to winners list at Queensland's Murray Carnival. Mentioned Cherbourg to Murray people and even to rugby league devotees up and down the nation's coast, and they conjure visions of some of the dreams, the game's most brilliant players. Think Frank Fisher of the 1930s and 40s, modern terms, compared favourable to rugby league doyen Wally Lewis, the king of the former and the former Burrama Aboriginal settlement and Wide Bay sides that era through right through to recent NRL stars Chris Sander and Solon Cobbo. It's also the home to Cherbourg Hornets, the 2025 Queensland Murray Rugby League Carnival Men's Champion. The large Waka Waka community, which dates back more than a century after state government and sent Aboriginal people to a newly established reserve under Queensland policy of segregation, nowadays proudly compete in the South Burnett Rugby League competition. But it's what they were able to produce at Queensland State Aboriginal Carnival, which drew widespread attention. The undefeated Hornets took out the thrilling men's grand final, 32-22 over Darkies Connection, aside from North Stradbroke Island, during the decider at the South Pine Sports Complex in Brisbane on Sunday. George Fisher Jr. was not only named the player of the carnival, but was also announced a player of the men's carnival, proved the difference for the Hornets. The triumph follows Cherbourg's inaugural 2016 carnival win in the Murray's sixth edition, best remembered for Sandow's shock appearance at the end of his career, which included stints at South Sydney and Parramatta. CQ Murray Abindi from Rockhampton claimed the women's grand final in a 30-40 victory against the Logan's Region's Manginda Panthers. The carnival continued during the week of school holidays for the teenage boys and girls. Southeast Queensland All-Stars captured the under-18 boys title 44-6 over Sunshine Coast Bunyars, while in All-Stars, under-16 boys hung on 24-22 in a thrilling decide against the Atchies Young Guns 24-22. North Queensland Bullers dominated the junior Dingoes 52-6 in a lopsided under-14 boys grand final. final, and Murray Gummers took it the under 18 girls crown 16-10 over the final. Queensland Pearls Mimbin Storms dominated the under 16 girls grand final against Toowoomba Warriors 46-6, and Coastal Hornets also thumped the Toowoomba Hornets 48-14 in the under 14 girls decider. This year's carnival has again seen another increase in the number of teams entered from 114 to 2024 to 123 across 2025, all eight division. Staggering rise of continue follows the 95 teams that entered the first event after the pandemic in 2022, which jumped again 2023 to 105 teams. We have great numbers at these carnivals, and we always try to improve the carnival every year, Murray Carnival organiser Ian Lacey said. Teams from as far north as Bardu Island in the Torres Straits, addition to others from Cairns, Townsville, Mackay, Rockhampton, Hervey Bay, Sunshine Coast, and both southwest Queensland and southeast Queensland participated. Lacey in particular paid a special tribute to female footballers for turning up across the state over the 3 days of the event. It's a great representation of our communities through this state, as it's record numbers now, he said. The growth of women's game is just outstanding, and that's been shown in the increase of the numbers that were playing in the carnival, and we've increased the numbers of rights across the board for all women's division this year. Former hooker of the Brisbane Broncos during the 2006-2007 seasons, Lacey said the growing interest in the carnival came to the heart of one of rugby league original immortals. Arthur Beetson was the Aboriginal Australian captain to captain his nation, and is also among the inaugural eight immortals of the game, heaped only on the greatest rugby league players. Beetson's life work outside of playing the game has been about assisting young Indigenous Australians to achieve better life outcomes. The Arthur Beetson Foundation was only established to honour the passionate Queensland after his passing in 2011. It means a lot to the Arthur Beetson Foundation that we continue to support this event and that it seems to grow every year, Lacey said. The Murray Carnival, along with New South Wales Koori Knockout, has evolved into some of the most important dates on the Indigenous sporting calendar. Queensland Rugby League first appointed the foundation to conduct the Grassroots Carnival to utilise its platform with the aid of strategic partners, including the heralded Deadly Choices program, to engage with the community to empower both Indigenous males and females to take control of their own health, employment, education, business development through sport. Every adult participating in the carnival must undergo a health check and be enrolled to vote, while junior players complete a health check too, and must also maintain at least 90% of school attendance rate to be eligible to play. It also maintains strict health protocols during the entire of its 8-day carnival, operating as smoke, drug, alcohol and sugar-free event. Son Brad Beetson is amazed at what has been achieved and reflected at the 2025 Carnival, the first of the state's Indigenous rugby league corroboree, and the pride his legendary dad, Arthur, had from its humble beginnings. I remember being down at Burley 14 years ago when Dad was ambassador, he says. We were watching the carnival, and I remember having Dad there saying how special this was with the connection of our people we have to rugby league and what it means for our mob. Obviously, he passed away since we've started the foundation and moved on with it. There's a lot of friends here, people, supporters that I have met, and the sponsors that have grown over the years with what rugby league means to our people. And as I get the chance to go to communities throughout, from what my father achieved, when we'd talk about life respect for our, like respect for our elders, what Dad achieved opened up so many doors. For me, we provide this opportunity for our mob of the game they love, representing their family and their community. It's something our family is really proud of with this carnival. Beetson's Foundation has committed significant portion of the QRL generated revenue back into Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Rugby League programs. QRL Indigenous Advisory Committee Chairman, that's Eddie Money, acknowledged the Beetson family contribution to the state, suggesting that it's a legacy that it has been quite incredible. Money was awarded the Medal of the Order of Australia in last year's King's Birthday Honours list for his contribution towards Indigenous community, particularly through the sport of rugby league. It's three times as big as now, three times as fast and is growing quick, he says. It's competitive, and it's the first time in the history in our state that we get to get all of our black fellas from all over the country together, celebrating coming together of our families, coming together of our culture. And I make specific mention to those two because football is a blessing. The long-term goal of the Murray Carnival is to increase Indigenous representation in the NRL from its current 11% to at least 15% within the next 5 years. The location of the event in Moreton Bay Shire area, Mono said, was representative of the vast element of Indigenous culture where the coast meets the salt water as well as the freshwater. Family is a big thing when it comes to football because it's generation a generation that's still carrying on name, and the name and the family name is quite critical in First Nation circle, carrying on that heritage and that connection to our country. Arthur Bidson Foundation chairperson Stephen Johnson added to the growth of the game among Murray people that was reflected Beaton's long-term vision. The Queensland Murray Carnival was never started to be just about the game, but really about enriching our lives, Johnson said. When we lost Arthur, it was important we did not lose the impact we had to so many people. The carnival continues that legacy. So fantastic. Hats off to the carnival, and hats off to Cherbourg Hornets winning the competition. And there it is, used in rugby league as a tool, as a vehicle, inspiring our mob, getting our mob together, promoting our culture, and also a platform for our deadly young brothers and sisters, an opportunity to play in our role at the national level. So look, fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here. That daily number is 1-800-422-416, and call that number Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from McCurry. This is your program, National Talk Black. Murray is driving it. So have your say, Yarn Up Strong, all is here for your daily yarn on National Talk Black. Too deadly.
We'll be right back. this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Yeah, Black Swan, that's a signet. Rip you here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bunbury Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob? Too deadly. Camp Misguided. A Mackay father is kicking big goals, teaching the community all about traditional Indigenous culture. We're talking about Kai Barber, who has more than 10,000 followers online, and his videos are helping at-risk kids stay out of trouble. Traditional hunting, gathering and camping, keeping culture alive and supporting good mental well-being. We're going to catch up and have a yarn with the brother, and we do have Kai Barber on the line. Kai, good morning. How are you? You there, Kai? No. Don't have Kai? No, we'll get Kai and have that yarn. Kai, give us a call, brother. Too deadly. That's Kai Barber. We'll have a yarn about the work that he's doing in regarding looking after our young ones and giving them traditional hunting, gathering, and doing camping stuff. So very successful program there, and he's kicking goals more than one. Have you saying yarn up strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry. And we're going to see if we've got Kai Barber on the line to talk about the work that he's doing in regarding Camp Misguided. On the line, Kai, good morning. How are you? You there, Kai? No. Kai's not here. So you've got some dramas happening with the phone, but it's not what happens to you in life. It's how you respond to it. We will bounce back. Stay tuned. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Bushfires happen every year in Queensland. It's time to prepare your mob and home. Make a bushfire survival plan so everyone knows what to do. Pack an evacuation kit with all the important items you and your mob might need. Check fire danger ratings and listen to any bushfire warnings. Find out more, search Bushfire Survival Plan. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor. Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045. Station sponsor.
Hey, which way are you, mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kajana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. I believe we have Kai Barber on the line. Talk about Camp Misguided. So we'll go and check to the line there. Kai, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm well. I got you. Finally. Thank you, my brother. Look, before we start, Kai, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, please.
Okay, there. My Aboriginal side mob there from Gladstone there, Gurang. And then my island, my up there, the Torres Straits, with Malakiwai.
Beautiful, brother. Well, big shout-out to you, Mob. Thank you very much. Look, congratulations. You're kicking goals there, teaching community all about traditional indigenous culture. So tell us about the work that you're doing. We're talking about traditional hunting, gathering and camping. Please enlighten us, brother.
Oh, brother, well, I started because I've seen the kids all sitting around, staying indoors more and more.
Mm. Well, exactly. And playing on them games. If not, watching videos or what have you, we need to get active because we're an active community, us mob. But I always say too much couch, not enough ouch. You there, Kai? I lost you. Kai. Kai Barber, you there? Are you there, my brother? No. Oh, I've got phones playing up here. We'll try and get in touch with Kai, continue that yarn, talk about the work that he's doing. And well, he just opened up the conversation, but he's watching these kids just sitting around doing nothing. So he started to do organise teaching community all about traditional indigenous culture. There it is. That's the vehicle he's using. We'll try and get in touch with him and continue that yarn here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly.
Yeah, this is for anybody having a bad ass day.
Keep your head up, man.
Come on,
let's go.
Yeah. Everybody down in the dumps, you let me see your thumbs up. I'll be rounding them up. No time for sadness, I'm climbing mountains on up. And when we bounce in the club, don't ever feel alone, cause there's thousands of us. We all want the same thing, living picture perfect life, just like a painting. And I know sometimes life be draining, especially when it's raining. But I'ma bring that sun out, bringing life with this music. I'ma freaking sing my lungs out. No clouds, just crowds of people singing loud. Just shout it out.
It's classic now, woo.
Just shout it out. It's classic now.
Woo.
We bring the sun out.
If you're lost, no place to go. Don't lose hope.
We bring the sun out.
If you're sitting in the dark, it's a flicker of a spark.
We bring the sun out.
We give the moon its color, brighten day or night. So don't run undercover.
We bring the sun out.
Anytime on the day, if you've been allowed, dirty your shame, don't worry about a day.
Yeah, bring the sun out. That's the daily track there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We'll just try again with Kai Barber. Kai, you there? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, got your brother.
Sorry, mate. I'm out hunting on country here now.
Oh,
with
gotcha.
A group of young males and that's all.
All right, too deadly, my brother. Doing fantastic, fantastic work. So tell us about your program. Is it a business as such, or tell us about Camp Misguided, brother?
Yeah, mate, it is a business. I started just as a hobby, and I brought it to my kids, and then we started posting online.
Good.
And then we've picked up a lot of support along the way and in the community, and it started growing. And so right now we've put together a couple of like programs for right now. We started a little bit younger, but they'd lose their attention span was very short. So
sure. We
started doing men's groups and young adults, you know, because they can tie their lines and stuff. And we're out here now. We've done one
yesterday. Good.
And, yeah, we caught some crab and we're catching some reef fish now off the islands here near Seaforth.
You make my mouth water, brother. You make my mouth water.
Brother, we're collecting sticks in about 10 minutes. So we've got some grassies and some tusk fish going straight on the coals.
Yeah, brother. Kai, when you go out, how long do you go out for?
Well, I aim for 6 hours because I try not to tire the mob out. Because I can go all day and all night, but these mobs, you know, they're used to that that inside life now.
Yeah, sure. So, online stuff.
Yeah. So six hours is stretching it for them.
Oh, beautiful, brother. That's fantastic, brother. So, Kai Barber, you got to be connected there to Benny Barber?
Yes, Benny Barber is my younger cousin there.
Younger cousin.
We grew up together a street apart from here in Mackay, East Mackay there.
And yep.
Yeah, we've come through all, I've watched his whole career as he made all those rep sides through to the NRL first grade, A grade there.
Well, you're scoring tries with the work that you're doing, brother. So, look, hats off to you, Kai Barber. Enjoy the journey. And they reckon, brother, if you're doing something you love, you won't work a day in your life. And, Kai, you're doing just that, my brother.
Mate, it's a passion of mine. It always has. And like I said, I started after 2019. My best mate died, and his passion was music. He was great at it. And I always said, how come I can't play a guitar? How come? He goes, do something you're passionate at. When he passed, I picked up and I just followed my passion, and it comes natural now, brother.
Well, more power to you, brother. Thank you for sharing. Keep doing what you're doing, my brother. Big shout out to all the mob there that you're sharing with and leading from the front. Enjoy the journey, brother. We'll talk soon, Kai.
Too easy. Can I just do a special shout out to the Red Eye Bullers, REB up in the far north.
Yep.
I try and show all them mob down here, and I promote their music and what they're doing good in the community up there too. So REB, holla.
Yeah, Red Eye Bullers. Thank you, my brother. You take care, Kai.
No worries, brother. Thanks for the chat. Yo-oh.
Yo-oh. Beautiful yarn there. Kai Barbie's name is the director of Camp Misguided. And look, taking mob out on community. And we're talking about traditional hunting, gathering, camping. And he's got kids out there at the moment. He's out in the sticks. That's why we got cut off there. And he's doing a 6-hour program today. So fantastic. Your kids haven't got that concentration span. So 6 hours do enough. Feed them up and catch their fish. Put them online. Have yarns. And captive audience. There it is. And deliver the message about our culture too deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
It's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Would change history. For this soldier of Torres Strait, this was how his life would be. Defending his tribal land for his family. This was how his life would be, defending his tribal land for his family. One man's struggle changed the whole nation. One man's struggle in this celebration.
Kumawe, Kumawe. Yeah, Daily track there, Come Away, Miles Bing here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, as BBM Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, here in Cairns on Gimoy, Cairns Multicultural Festival. That's happening this weekend, Saturday, 4th of October, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fogarty Park. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn there with Cecilia Halaholo, Karma President, and that's Karma in regard to the Cairns Multicultural Festival, Cairns Regional Multicultural Association. And we do have Cecilia on the line. Cecilia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. How are you doing, Trevor?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, we asked people, who your mob, where you're from, who's Cecilia? Where do you come from, my sister?
I'm from Tonga.
Good, beautiful. And big shout out to your mob. How long have you been in Australia?
I've been in Australia for 9 years now.
9 years. How long have you been in Gimoy in Cairns?
I've been in Cairns for 9 years.
9 years, there it is. We adopt you, my sister. Thank you very much. Now, too, Deadly, you've got the Cairns Multicultural Festival happening tomorrow, and that's Saturday, 4th of October, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. What can we expect at the Cairns Multicultural Festival?
Look, we're so excited. The Cairns Multicultural Festival is here tomorrow. It's a day dedicated to celebrating the rich and diverse cultures of our region. So think about colour, music, food, dance, and the incredible traditions and cultures that really make our community and region unique.
Look, we live in a diverse city. We live in a diverse country. And it's great that cities like Cairns have a multicultural festival. When you look at diverse peoples we have from all around the world, so we're talking about connection to Cook Islanders, to Italian, to Philippines, to Chinese, to PNG. It's colourful, isn't it? More ways than one.
Look, we've got we'll be celebrating and showcasing over 50 diverse cultures in Cairns and surrounding regions. Whoa. So it's more than just watching. It is about getting involved,
engaging,
learning more from each other and connecting as one, as a community. So families, young people, visitors, everyone is welcome.
As you mentioned, food and what have you, cultural wares and what have you. I also see dance workshops from different communities. I mean, shake booty in all facets, yes?
So the new Karma leadership is introducing a fresh new format. We're trying out some new ideas, and that includes being more interactive, learning about new cultures. So we've got four workshops from 10 to 1, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. For everyone to just give it a go. We're all here to have fun, try new things, learn new things, and just be unified in our diverse cultures.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you very much for sharing. Now, is there a cost to enter the festival?
Oh, it's absolutely free. Free entry. It's from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. We have more food stores, more arts and crafts than before. Community are really hungry to be unified, to share their cultures. So, yeah, we've got it all here in Cairns, so come on down.
Beautiful. And I see National Anthem. I see Welcome to Country. Beautiful speeches there. Also, Mayor Amy Eden will be attending, fellow councillor Kathy Zeiger, and also the Honourable Terry James, MP. So we've got all the dignitaries for a beautiful, colourful day. Thank you very much for sharing, Cecilia. All the best to your team, the mob, and we'll yarn soon, my sister. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Too Deadly, beautiful yarn. This is Cecilia Halaholo. Her name is Karma Prison. Karma is Cairns and Regional Multicultural Association. Do a fantastic job in regarding diversity and diversification in regarding getting people together from all walks of life, and they look fantastic. Learn at the festival. Some dance workshops are happening. Try the different food. Look at the different colour clothing, and look at culture from abroad. Here we are living on the big island of Australia, a very diverse country, and of course acknowledgement of our First Nation people. The First Peoples, of course, will be there for the opening and what have you, and welcome to country, and also sharing their culture as well. So it's a very beautiful, colourful city, colourful country. So love and respect culture. That's what it's all about. Have your say, Yanov Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, thank you very much, Troy Cassidale. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, and it's come to the time where Trinity Trev signs off for today. Thank you very much for your company, Mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We've got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National Israeli Service. A big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you very much for putting across the airways. And also a big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this beautiful big island, National Talk Black. Thank you very much. And the work that you guys do, and it's a team effort. And also a big shout out to the BBM crew here, the management, board of directors, and the staff, the team here, helped me deliver this program. Like I said, it is your program. Murray's just driving it. But look, thank you for being with me. Stay tuned for the news. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon, you mob. Too deadly.
You
The drink.